think the first thing I should do is to welcome everyone who has managed to come to this meeting. We are very pleased to have you around here. Before I could say anything, we should start by introducing ourselves. My name is Rosalia Sori Moruga. I'm the chairperson of the Joint Monitoring Committee.
My name is Lumakotera Nachoma. I'm the acting committee secretary for the committee. Thank you.
I'm Violet Biruti, the whip of this committee.
Good morning. I'm Kalisa Maka, a member of this committee.
Morning. I'm Mungunu Mano, member of the committee.
Good morning. I'm Janet Simple. I'm also a member of the committee.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pumla Kambela. I'm the researcher from the ANC.
Good morning, I'm Crystal Emendel. I'm from the Parliamentary Research Unit.
I'm Nicole Pillay from PMG.
Good morning. My name is Pilar Dimubabe. I work for Office on the Status of Women in the Presidency. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Linda Shaisi, OSW in the Presidency.
Morning. My name is Gosuline Mandenda. I'm from the OSW Office in the Presidency.
Good morning. My name is Mbangiseni Zivani. I'm the Chief Director, Program in the Presidency.
Good morning. My name is Olivia. I'm a Committee Assistant.
I'm Charlene Sheldon from the committee section.
Bandi, you are welcome. Shivani Godfrey Nematenda and Eladi Dupati. You are all welcome. Who's the other person? How many are you? I've got only three names.
I'm Linda Shaisi.
Linda Shaisi. Shaisi. Yes. Okay. Okay, welcome, Linda. I think the apologies that we have here will be read by the secretary.
Good morning again. We've got an apology from Honorable Ms. Jericho due to family problems, so she cannot attend. We've got also apology for Hoshi Mukwena. She is on people program. Also, Ms. Sheila Tamara is also in Johannesburg attending a meeting in Johannesburg. Mr. Mark is in People's Program. But apology for Ms. Mare, also in oversight visit to Stellenbosch. Thank you.
Good. Thank you very much. Maybe I should explain why we have this meeting at this time of the year. We had loved to have had this meeting earlier during the year due to circumstances that we could not really avoid, we couldn't have the meeting, and we have been postponing it, you know, as early as March, I think, to this time. The reason why we have this meeting is, I think, because of the responsibilities that we are given as this committee in Parliament, that of looking at the gender mainstream, how it is implemented in the department, and the structure that we rely on is the OS, that the Office of the Speakers of Women. As it is our obligation as this committee, because we have this constitution that is also having the Bill of Rights embedded in it, and as a result of this, the structures that were formed in South Africa, complying to the international laws and the international treaties that is that are related to gender equality and gender, dealing with gender disparities, dealing with a lot of things that have to protect women from violence. Also boy children, as you know, and at this particular moment we are challenged in terms of the implementation of gender mainstreaming. The speaker and the deputy speaker indicated to us last year that what we should be focusing on this year is to see whether gender mainstreaming is implemented, and from the IPU last year when we went there, it was one of the things that was a challenge to many countries. So we are trying to close the gap. That is the reason why we need a report from the OSW, and we need a report, their strategy plan, and also the funding of the National Gender Machinery, of which we are part of. We are envisaging, you know, a good relationship with the two structures that we are working with in the National, that is the CPD and the Office of the Speaker of Women. We don't want to act as the big brother, but we need to have collaboration, so that we know in South Africa, whenever, wherever we go. I just received the invitation to deliver just now. Some of the comments, I think the members will be going to deliver, I think. So these are the things that we need when we compile our things. Thank you. So I will give you a chance to proceed.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And Honorable Whip, honorable members of the JMC, my other colleagues. It is my pleasure, Chairperson, to introduce to you formally the new staff that we have in OSW. I'm here as the Chief Director heading the three programs. I'm heading OSW as a separate directorate. I'm also heading the Office on the Rights of Children. As the other directorate, I'm also heading the Office on the Status of People with Disabilities. And now we've given the other responsibility of youth. So there are four directorates in my office. The reason why I'm here is that Chairperson, I've sort of taken the responsibility to say, let me leave everything else and leave the new office in the absence of the director. And Chairperson, allow me to briefly give the honorable members the background of why you see new faces, including myself. I was appointed as chief director. I was previously, for the past 2.5 years, heading Ms. Ndeke's office, and I got a promotion to head the program. I resumed office in March this year, and hence the chairperson has alluded on the challenges that we couldn't come and present because I was very new and there was nobody in the office. It was only Susan, the previous director, who was in the office, and unfortunately we lost her in a month's time. So this brought many, many challenges that I had to step down now and say, I'm now starting the new office. I need to advertise. I need to put systems in place. Hence, you see the new staff. You know the process of advertisement until we appoint. It took me 4 months to have the 3 deputy directors that you see here. I also managed to appoint the office admin. And recently, we also advertised, and we fortunate that eventually we appointed the director who will be starting on the 15th. I would have loved to have the director with me here for introduction, but unfortunately, she's also serving a notice. We have appointed Ranji Reddy. I hope, Chesterton, you know her. She's been to OSW previously, but she resigned with other members that resigned. And I'm aware that the honorable members know that the OSW lost staff. We, from 2005 to 2007, we lost 8 members that resigned, including now the last person, the ex-director. I'm here to present to you. I did have a big challenge of not receiving the exit report from the ex-director, and now I had now to start scratching for information. That was the biggest challenge that I had when I started the OSW office. But I relied on other
things. Sorry, I just have to apologize to people. I'm just going outside. There's something that I have to do in a very urgently. I'm coming back. I won't even wait 5 minutes. Coming back.
Thank you, Chairperson. I stressed around and I got hold of the 2005 to 2006 JMC report, which I'm not sure as to whether it was presented to the honorable members here. But my challenge now is that I cannot speak or talk to this because I cannot give you answers of what happened in 2005 and 2006, but the report was prepared. What I have that I can present and accountable for is the report since I started the office in 2005 up to date. I'm going to start off with saying let's start. We did a sort of a situational analysis and they identified the gaps, as the chairperson has said. We identified the gaps, and the major challenge was the dysfunctionality of the NGM, was the lack of information sharing between OSW and other stakeholders, JNC included, CGE as well. And those were the two focus areas that I had to strengthen. And putting systems in the office was the other task that we did. So this will be our first report to present to the honorable members.
We're going to highlight the major achievements in the following core functions. Strengthening of the gender machinery is the major focus. Coordination of South Africa's progress report on the implementation of the resolutions of where South Africa is signatory. And I'll continue. My colleagues are struggling. And we also, based on the core functions, we have got monitoring and evaluation as the major challenge, which, according to the record and according to the report, because we really had to consult with the NGM, monitoring and evaluation was the problem. We also are tasked with seeing to it that gender mainstreaming is happening in all of the national departments, including the focal point. Capacity building as well is one of the core functions.
That thing is misleading us. As a result, now we are lost. Can you tell us from what you gave us which page are we going to start? Otherwise, that thing that we're going to use, this thing that we are given, so we don't know where are we, which slides are we using.
They are still making copies of the What is that? I'm sorry, when we checked, we identified that a copy was not made. So she's still making the copies of that, this presentation. Those are some of the attachments. Let me find out.
And then, also, when she just tells you what to say, these are the presentations. So, try to put you to all the things that you can tell me. You can see that we might try to look can we establish whether you've got all the presentations in front of you? Do you have them? And which one is the chief director speaking to? Can you indicate who this?
Chairperson is briefing for the Committee of Joint Monitoring Committee, Quality of Life 2007.
The 2007? Yeah. Have you got it?
This is the one that is on the slide.
Have you got it, Magas? No. Have you got it here in Temple? Have you?
I think it was an omission from the attachments that we sent. This was not presented.
Oh,
was not printed.
Are we all together now? Are we together? Simple, have you got it?
Yes, thank you. I have so many different ones and I'm not here.
Now, the presentation you are getting is the one.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
So, Linda, can we go back to, so that we follow the slide correctly as I speak. Now, I'll speak to the strategy of strengthening the national gender machinery. As I pointed out, Chairperson, that it was one of the major observations that we have got a dysfunctional NGM.
Based on that, we conducted a strategic planning session with the NGM, and out of that, we managed to develop the National Plan of Action, where all of the stakeholders committed themselves based on their activities and OFW, CGE, and JMC in absentia per person was tasked to do a follow-up on major activities. I've just handed a document, the copy of the threat plan, to the chairperson of the NGM. The reason why I only gave it to the chairperson is that we also had the second meeting with the NGM to present the strategic plan to them so that we reach consensus before it is filed. So I presented this document. Yes, my apology, Honorable. In the midst of my confusion, I only managed to invite a CGE, not knowing that I should have invited. I really apologize for that on behalf of the office. But in the threat plan, Chairperson, if we can look at page 34. I just want to reassure the honorable members here, 37 Chairperson, that in the threat plan, no, you don't have the threat, I just gave the copy to the Chairperson. Yeah. So one of the major objectives and the accountability of us was to do the monitoring and evaluation. Because it is of no use that we conduct the threat plan and there's no strategy to follow up and monitor and evaluate the agreed activities. So it was indicated here that we need to develop a reporting format, which we didn't have previously. And the performance indicators were that all members should report on the progress of similar objectives using the similar format. So the NGM, we have managed to standardize systems. We have developed a joint standardized monitoring tool for all of us so that we speak in one language and we have got the common understanding. And the responsibility was given to OSW as the core function. We need to do that, and we are doing it. We also agreed that we are going to provide monthly written reports, and all the reports will be done by the NGM Secretariat, which is the OSW. So we're receiving the reports from the stakeholders so that we can be able to track the progress. And we also put time frame that we need to see to it that by January 2008, everybody has presented the report based on the fact that we know that we left with about 15 months for this government to. So we need to have the report for the minister to present in his last budget speech in August 2008. We also was tasked to ensure collaboration and coordination of all the NGMs. And we need to have the national report available at all times. As we know, we signatory to all of the national and international treaties. The responsibility thereof was given to OSW, CGE, and JMC. By January 2008, we need to have the sort of the country report, the UN resolutions updated. We also agreed to ensure the fast tracking of gender parity, the 50% representation at all levels, including a 2% representation of women with disabilities in senior management services.
The activities there was that we need to see to it that we promote the implementation of the strategic framework for gender equality within the public service. That is one of the policy developments that OSW needs to enforce. And the performance indicator there is that we need 50% at all levels of senior management by the 31st of March. We've given ourselves a target, and I think and I hope it is realistic. 2% of women with disabilities employed in management, and we expect this to have reached by 31st March 2008. And in conclusion on that, we said the report will be submitted on monthly basis in accordance with the agreed objectives. So, Chairperson and honorable members, we have got a commitment that we made. The first time we met with the NGM, we committed. And I'm glad also to report to the honorable members that the second time we had the second meeting, to report so that we need to consult, because what I got previously was that there was no consultation. Things will be imposed, so we don't want to do that to upset our honorable stakeholders. So we had the second meeting, and in the second meeting we gave members to talk to the threat plan. We sent emails it to them, and we agreed now it's going to be bound, and it becomes an official document where the minister will sign it as well. In that second meeting, we also managed to, we called the meeting to develop the terms of reference for the research to be funded. We were approached by the Norwegian government chairperson to say they've got the funds that they want to allocate to South Africa to do the gender profile. And we spoke to the minister who blessed the initiative. Now, again, we consulted with the NGM to develop the terms of reference to give to the researcher, and we did that. The research will kick start in December. The allocated funds is 750 to do the gender profile. Next slide. Yeah. Then, next slide, please. We managed to update a database for the National Gender Machinery so that we will be able to communicate with all of you timely, of which we didn't get in the office. The other core function now is about coordination and reporting obligations on the implementation of the resolution. It can be AU, it can be EU, it can be the United Nations. The following reports were compiled and submitted to the Department of Foreign Affairs and the relevant section. We submitted a UN Resolution 51-3 on forced marriage on the girl child. We presented the African Union resolution on empowerment of women in poverty. GFA requested OSW to submit the updated statistics on women in politics and decision making, because that is one core function of OSW, to be the resource center to all of the stakeholders, especially the national government. So we are in that process that we sort of lead with regards to information dissemination to all of the departments. We also managed to
with regard to the support to processes that strengthen women's movement and women empowerment, we facilitated the fifth presidential working group on women. The president and the deputy president and the three national ministers attended, and the members discussed the domestic workers fund with the president and other social economic issues, especially the sanitation issue. The presidential working group committed to assist the government with regard to the strategy that can better the sanitation of women in the country. We're going to receive that report on sanitation in March next year. Next slide. We also managed to develop the database for all of the organizations that belong to the presidential working group. We presented papers in different municipalities and provinces, because our mandate as well is to build capacity in all spheres of government. So we have embarked on a capacity building process as part of the gender mainstreaming as well, to see to it that all of the provinces, all of the national departments, including the local government, are in line with the agreed strategy to develop gender mainstreaming. So we presented papers in Mpumalanga provincial government on empowerment, gender equality, gender mainstreaming. We also attended the Women in Local Government Summit, which was held in Dlamini, Limpopo. We also presented a paper there on gender mainstreaming. We also did the mainstreaming with the local government departments in the Eastern Cape at the Nelson Mandela Municipality. The issue of a commemorative event, we co-hosted the National Women's Day celebration with the Department of Arts and Culture. It was the leading department. And we managed to, financially, we were requested to assist the national, I mean the arts and culture. And Minister Pahad stressed around, and we managed to fund the initiative with an amount of 480,000 rand. We also coordinated the Women's Day celebration in the presidency, where the deputy president gave the keynote address. We participated now, we're starting the process on the National Coordinating Committee on 16 Days of Activism on No Violence Against Women. With the 16 days, we're part of the planning committee. We also are going to make it a point that in the presidency itself, we do a sort of, we're going to help the lead department now to host, I mean to launch the 16 days. It will be launched what's the date? The launch?
On the 8th.
On the 8th of November. So they've requested that we coordinate and then be using the union building. So OSW is coordinating that function. You, Chairperson, if I can just remind the honorable members, then Minister Hangana presented a closing report, the exit report, on 16 days of activism. So they are launching that exit report, so that now we continue with the 365 days. Coming to the core function of supporting the regional, sub-regional, and international processes as one of the obligations of OSW, we started with the issue on the gender and development protocol, of which the minister presented to the honorable members. I was with the minister here. I don't know if a chairperson wants me to just give a brief. Okay. The minister did a presentation. I was part of that process. I've been to Botswana, to Maputo, to Lusaka to present the protocol with the objective that it needs to be adopted by the ministers responsible for gender and women issues, which was done in Maputo. The ministers adopted the protocol. And now we have now to submit the protocol to the heads of state in Lusaka. They had a summit there. Unfortunately, there was a disagreement among the member states, Namibia, Botswana, Zambia, and Zimbabwe had issues that they said they cannot sign. For an example, there were three major issues: the age, marriage, other constitution, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Zambia. Their constitution allows people to marry from the age of 16, which we don't in South Africa. So there was that discrepancy. There was also an issue around the homosexuality. As we know, in other countries, it's still a very controversial issue. Zambia and Zimbabwe in particular, they said they need to go back and consult because their constitution does not allow homosexuality. The last issue was on the polygamous marriage. The protocol, there's a clause in the protocol that stipulates that the husband's partner, male partners, will be given 3 days paternity leave. That was the agreement, and it was in the protocol. Zambia, Zimbabwe, Namibia, they allow polygamy, as we do. But the thing is that they are questioning the number of days. If he has got 8 wives and the 5 of them are pregnant at the same time, what does he do with the 3 days? So those were those petty, according to us as South Africans that are activists, to say they deferred the signing of the protocol to 2008, unfortunately. We also presented a paper at the Women's Parliament on women in decision-making positions. We attended the Women in Local Government Summit in Limpopo, and we presented all of the programs in the summit. And amongst the GDC staff, it was OSW on the spot to say, tell us what OSW is doing, because we really don't know what OSW is doing. So at least we managed to do a presentation in the summit to inform the members that we now have got a new office which is committed. We attended a high-level roundtable on gender mainstreaming at the DPSA on the 28th, where it was called by Minister Fraser Mulekete and Minister Pahad was there. The aim of this high-level roundtable was to commit the DGs in all of the departments to say we're lagging behind with issues around gender mainstreaming, issues around appointing women in higher positions. And unfortunately, none of the DGs attended that round table. It was a disappointing initiative. And the DPSA prepared certificates to give to the DGs. I think it was a sort of an incentive to say, we'll give you certificates and please be committed to gender mainstreaming. And none of the DGs attended that. But the plan of action was developed and it was given now in paper form to the DGs to say to it that one of the other issues that was agreed upon was to say the members of officials from the focal point, officials from the NGM, especially those that are at the lower rank, need to be upgraded because they are not in the decision-making position. Their voices are not heard. That is why really we still have got problems with gender mainstreaming in all of the departments. So Minister Pahad was very, very articulate. He really stressed that DPSA needs to help us to restructure the positions of the focal point. And we now started receiving the motivation from the provinces focal points to say these are the deputy directors that are running the gender focal points. Some are on the assistant level, some are on the deputy director's level, and they've got concerns because nobody listens to them. Some of them do not even have the budget. They are mainstream in other issues in their department. So that high-level roundtable was to discuss that. Unfortunately, the highest powers were not there. We also now are in the process of coordinating a 15-year review with the policy unit in the presidency. Because in the past, we realized that still in the policy unit where all the programs sit, issues around gender, children, disabilities, they're not having a limelight, for an example. So we now coordinating a 15-year review to say we want the policy unit, when they do the presentation to the local, we want to see the gender issues highlighted so that we can address them and hold the government accountable. We also prepared a speaking note for the deputy president. She attended the conference on women development in France. And we now involved with the international peace mission. The minister from foreign affairs requested OSW to review the white paper on peacekeeping missions because it led the gender lens. As you might know, honorable members, that we talk about peacekeeping, peacemaking, only name. And now we have revised that white paper, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Nkosi Zuma, agreed that he's going to present it to the members. We also attended the Farm Workers Awareness Campaign as part of the International Rural Women's Day, where we did a presentation on some farm workers, because we received complaints from farm workers, the abuse of farm workers, and we're now holding the farmers accountable to say we need to see to it that the conditions, the environment are conducive for especially women farm workers. We attended the International Women's Day in KwaZulu-Natal on the 15th and 16th. The reason why we were involved there was, if you remember, that during that time, that's where we lost our beloved 10 sisters in the sugar cane. And we released a press statement as OSW to condemn those killings. So there was that a period where they included that as part of their International Women's Day, and OSW attended. We also attended a meeting at CGE where the delegation from Brazil, and we did a presentation on the role of OSW and the way forward, how to work with them. They're interested in the gender mainstreaming issues. So we're going to work with them. We were invited by the Office of the First Lady to attend the IPSA, the India, Brazil, and South Africa Women Forum. And we also we did a presentation in that summit on the role of OSW, how we can partner with all of these international partners. Coming to advocacy and capacity building, Jefferson, we really working hard on this one. We, as I've mentioned, the press statement, we really were concerned about the killings of women in KwaZulu-Natal. We attended the gender audit training, which was offered free to OSW, and we invited all the focal points to attend that. And the MIM and the NGM. We now organize the gender training for focal points because we realize that officers that are learning the focal point, some of them do not have a gender background. So I've called for a gender training. They're starting on the 4th, next week, 4, 5, 6. All of them, those new, including the new OSW, so that they have the gender training. These are the municipalities that we've visited: Nelson Mandela, Mopani District, Mpumalanga, Umdoni Municipality in the KwaZulu-Natal. The other responsibility is monitoring and evaluation. Jointly, we coordinating the steering committee within OSW, ORC, OSDP, and the youth this time. We also have got our own, we want to develop our own standardized monitoring tool within program. That is the Office on the Rights of Children. The other one is the Office on the status of these people with disabilities. So that all of the programs need now to monitor using the standardized tool. Because you remember in the strategic planning of the NGM, we also advocated that we are going to use the standardized evaluation tool. And we based on the policies and the targets of 50% and the 2% with women with disabilities. And we've got meetings that support activities that promote gender equality and women empowerment. We attended a lunch dialogue on gender-based violence organized by the Canadian Development Agency. It was a group of donors where they were sharing information with South African counterparts on gender-based violence. OSW was part of that. We did a presentation as well on gender-based violence and shared with them the strategy that South Africa is having, like all the laws that are protecting women against violence against women. We also have got now, as you have said, Chairperson, we focusing on the boy children as well, but now we marrying them with men as partners. We have now formed a formal partnership with men as partners, the Songe, gender. We held meetings with them. We're discussing now, including them in the 16 days of activism, because the theme this year is the inclusion of men. So we have formed a partnership with men as partners. They are bringing in the boys' issues. And this is the smooth running of the office. We still battling with the records, improving the filing system, updating the information in the data base. And before I conclude, Chairperson, I'll take you through the activities based on the cost. That is the financial report. It is in front of you. It is the Office on Status of Women annual report, period covered July 2007 to October 2007. Do honorable members have this statement?
Maybe let me ask the members whether they would like to have questions of clarity so far. Questions and maybe comments on the presentation that has been given to us. Honorable Sample?
We're on break. It's all right, I'll kick off. Well, just a comment for the moment, Chair. Where's my piece? Where's my face? I appreciate the difficulties that the Chief Director's had in getting this all going. This year she arrived in office with no follow-through, no exit report, nobody there, and she really had to start from scratch. I think we've been very much aware of the fact that things were not going well there for quite some time, so I can't say that I personally am surprised at the situation that she found. So I wish you well in getting the whole thing together and carrying forward. I must, however, say that I'm quite surprised that number one, you had the strategic planning session without us, for which you've already apologized, and we thank you for that. But I find it, personally, I find it quite extraordinary that you can allocate responsibilities to us without actually having consulted us. And I'm really not at all sure what the sort of status of that is, because I don't think that you can actually do that. I might be wrong. I mean, I haven't been here for all that long, and the chair probably knows better than me, but I find that very surprising. Just my little comment, chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Also, for me, just a comment that it's no wonder also in our province we're struggling with having this Office of Status of Women in the Premier's offices. If then the office, the status of this office in the presidency was like this, how should we then get something in the province? We are hoping that then you will then, what you have, then you will plow down to the province and you will commit them to have these offices. And also the function, then also debate the functioning of this office to assist our brothers. Others who have been crying for these offices to have the brothers have these offices, and also the functioning of them, we couldn't understand even in the province that they do have. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to also say congratulations to the Chief Director and yourself, and I wish you well in the new positions that you have filled. And it's actually strange that there was no continuity. Normally we say if there's a group of people like OSW, staff should not leave all at once. And I wonder what happened. Why did they all go at once? Were their contracts all the same? And why are they now vacating the whole office and then the new staff? Because I'm sure it must have been very difficult for you people to continue without continuity, somebody who knows what was happening. Then I would, maybe later on, you can just explain to us, in the rural areas, how do you reach out? I know you talked about the farm areas that you had those meetings or events there, but what is happening in the rural areas? I know sometimes you neglect those areas, and I do also acknowledge that you have been in this position a very short space of time, and I would just rather maybe say, what do you envisage to do in the future? And then one problem that is actually all over, even in government, is the language problem. Where you find that, especially people who are from different ethnicities, you find that their languages are neglected. We normally have all these papers in English. And the Tswana, Venda, Tsonga, and those people really find it difficult with the high illiteracy rate that is in South Africa. And I think the Honorable Marcus, he spoke about the, or was it Honorable Sample who spoke about the GSP. That is really one sore point that I really would like you to attend to. Because in some provinces you find that they just nominate anybody as a GSP. And then that person has got other duties. And it is only the name, gender focal point. And if there are meetings, she's going to those meetings, but she's blank. She doesn't know what's happening. I really think that training is long overdue and that something has to be done. And they should also, I think somehow we should actually have something that says that the GFPs should get higher positions, decision-making positions, where they can actually take decisions by themselves and not having to go and report to somebody who has to actually now make the decision. Otherwise, we are going nowhere. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Just my question. You mentioned that there was some event that you, I think it was the Women's Day event, that you had to, the minister had to scratch around and get money for. And I just wondered how, in terms of your budgeting process, if you had funds allocated for that kind of thing or not. We did receive a copy of a budget for 2005-2006, but it looked like there was no expenditure made whatsoever. It was all quite strange. It's like a draft allocation of funds, but there was nothing spent. So I'm not quite sure why you had to scratch for funds, but maybe you can explain that. Thank you.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, you. Last week we've got a team that is going about in the legislature and in parliament, auditing the performance of chairpersons and their committees. This team has been appointed by the president. You know, I'm so much taken aback by the fact that I do accept the apology, but I think the minister knows what is the policy, although we have new people in the office. How does the OSW come up with such a huge plan, a strategy plan, without even involving this committee? Because I think, I'm going to tell you what arrived in that meeting, because it was like chairpersons are fighting the executive. I think something is going on the TV. Because precisely of such things, whereby we feel very much undermined as this committee. I think this institution is the highest institution, you know? And then, which should be given that respect. If a committee in parliament is linked to what is happening in the department, especially with the gender focal points and all the departments and everybody higher, I feel very bad about it. Really, I just don't want to hide it because I don't know how are the other members feeling, but I feel very bad because it only means that I don't know how to put it, but it's a really bad thing. How do you respond to the function of the focal, the gender focal as parliament? If this information didn't come to us, if we were not part of it, as the monitoring committee, of course, I don't know how to. Because our role is very important. People might not understand. Because we monitor so that we come and report to Parliament and have discussions on this. And if it's not adopted by Parliament, it doesn't run. You see? That's the thing. And this is the highest institution in this country that will make laws and everything. I think, you know, you are just, they have just come into, but I think they, even if anyone has left and all the other people have left, somebody to guide would have been there to tell them how the structure works. They have an organogram, they have everything. And who are the stakeholders? For instance, the decision that has been taken on the National Gender Machinery without this committee is amazing, you know. I'm very, very disturbed, and I don't want to tell you anything, because I appreciate what you have been doing. But I just wonder, what are we regarded to be, you know, as this committee? Why are we just an add-on, you know, to every decision that is taken by the executive? That is the thing that makes people to be complaining about the relationship between Parliament and the executive. We can't go on like this.
I don't know. I wanted to ask them. Maybe you're coming to it, but the issue of the Women's Day and the funding that you have to scrape around. You know, Mundu is sitting there. I think her heart is bleeding. This is the Mundu that's not communicating with everyone. That lady, that honorable Mundu. The response she was getting from the OSW, the way people were dealing with issues, they agreed to her on serious matters of payment. And then the next thing, they have disappeared altogether. I don't know how much money she had to pay for her phone, her own phone. Negligence that was exposed of the OSW. It was a terrible sample. I was part of that committee that was sitting in Pretoria. And I thought the arts and culture should have taken their responsibility. I'm surprised that the minister had to scrape around for money now at the end. Because these are some things. Right now they are going on with the 16 days of activity. No one without us. That's the other thing. That's why I wanted to know. Appalling, you know. What I want to ask, because I hope he does not do this. It's not for you. No, we are not pointing fingers at you. As a person. But, you know, I don't know. There must be some policy of some kind in a department, in every department, you know. I don't know. We want to know about this working group in the presidency. Can you just outline what is it doing exactly? That is the other thing that we don't know.
Yes. Two finger on that chair. You referred to domestic workers fund. I think that you were following a question we had to the deputy president in parliament. It was a retirement fund or a pension fund, something like that. It wasn't just a domestic workers fund. It was for the pension fund. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks to the honourable members for the questions and the comments. Let me start off with the banning one, the exclusion of the JMC in all of what happened. I'll still apologize. It's a newborn baby that didn't know which direction to crawl to until it hit the wall. We were conscientized in the first NGM meeting. Hence, the honorable members, you see the commitment that we cannot do without the JMC. And the role of the JMC was clarified to these new people in the NGM meeting. And hence, now when activities were allocated, responsibilities were allocated, people said, this is OSW, CGE, and JMC. And the office was given a tongue lash on your behalf to say, we don't have JMC here, and we acknowledge that omission. And Chairperson, we now have learned a very hard way. Like, when I took over the office, it was learning and learning and learning. There were times where you will really hit on the wall. And this is one of the learning. And for future activities, I'm committing myself with the director that I've appointed that the consultation will be there with JMC. The inclusion will continue. And we know that this is the highest committee. And you dare to protect all of the women in South Africa and to see to it that monitoring and evaluation is done. So, Chairperson, Marumu San. And coming to the commitment of the provinces, the honorable member, this is one of the strategies that OSW has started. We have been to I think more than 5 rural areas since we started doing capacity building. And also making the provinces accountable to issues around gender mainstreaming, appointment of the focal points in higher positions. Hence, we had that high round table with DPSA and the presidency. And we also need, maybe to inform this committee that we have got the highest officials who don't support the cause. If the two ministers have invited in writing all of the DGs in the department and none of the DGs attended, instead, the letter came from my office, for an example, from DPSA. It came to the office. I was CC'd to say we have invited the DG. And the DG brings back the letter to me to say attend the meeting. And yet it was not me who was needed in that meeting. It was the DG. Because we need to hold the DGs accountable. It is now part of their performance area to see to it that gender issues are focused on. And this is one other thing that has been that we also need to fight to say our own government, the leadership, what are we doing? Because I must be here saying I need 1, 2, 3 of them from focal points to be appointed as director. And the DG is not supportive. That is the other frustrating part that we have. And I think we need to really, I don't have a better way to enforce. None. The DGs. Yes. Two ministers called that meeting. That is why it was given this fancy name, a high round table meeting. And none of them. And also what we committed to do was when we go around the provinces. I started with Mpumalanga and Eastern Cape to say to the person that is heading the program, because what we have discovered is that there will be one male, for an example. This man is heading women, children, disability and youth. And the assistant director is heading OSW. So I've committed them to say, I need your motivation. We need to upgrade this person, because now we've got the mandate from DPSA and the minister and the president to need to say. But now the problem is that the DG will not find the motivation. Until now, I think it's 3 months now that I'm waiting for a motivation from Mpumalanga and the Eastern Cape. The red tape is an assistant director. What makes her to be upgraded to the DDG? DD. What makes her to be upgraded to a director? And we're saying we've got the mandate. We need these people to be upgraded. We need them to be given senior positions so that they can be part of the national strategy. And that is my frustration. They know it very well, Chairperson. But for the fact that we're talking about women, and it is an assistant director who is heading, and the level of responsibilities, honorable members, given to these people is enormous. It's enormous. You can't believe it.
We are stuck, yes. We can't move.
And we have the same story every single year.
We have to occur in this country every time we don't know what to say.
And Chairperson.
person, these are the frustrations that on daily basis we confronted with. And the commitment again to respond to the commitment of the province, honorable members, is that we started now with the training, though it is true it is all long overdue. But we here, we knew we need to start. So I've got all of them coming to attend, and we funding that training. They're only coming to pay for their accommodation and their travel. And honorable whip, the members that vacated the office, just an unfortunate position that prevailed. They didn't like vacate the office simultaneously. They resigned one after another until the office was left with one person. We're talking about 8 staff members. They resigned. Unfortunately, I think it was in 2 months' time. They all resigned, one after another. And the dynamics, I think the honorable members know better than I do. And that is beyond my control, unfortunately. Hence, I'm in this very awkward position. But my commitment is that we're going to retain the members, staff members, in OSW, because we're going to make it a friendly, a user-friendly office that is committed to its mandate. We appointing people with a commitment to say, I'm here for the sake of women out there. And the diversity that you see here, honorable members, addresses the issue of the languages. He is Venda. Yeah. So when I did the selection, I'm a gender person myself. I said we always look down upon languages. Yeah, we go to Bizana and speak English. We go to the rural, the deep rural of Limpopo. We speak Xhosa. And we at the end we expect effectiveness. It can't happen. She is Changan. She is Pedi. The admin officer is Xhosa. The director, the new director is Indian. We have got 2 vacant posts, Chairperson. I'll consider them. Honorable member, you'll be covered. Amazing.
I'm not from a
I know. The new OSW that we're building really will address all of these issues. I've got 2 vacant posts. Oranya will be. honorable members, to respond to the issues around the rural areas, I think we, with the partnership with SALGA and DPSA, wherever they go, because they go with OSW, because we want to infiltrate up to the deepest of the rural areas. So they are traveling to. I always fight with them to say, I'm not going to sign any trip form to the Western Cape Parliament or town. I'm not signing any trip form to Bulawayo City. Let's go beyond Bulawayo. There are people beyond Bulawayo. There are people beyond Devon. So That is the root. The budget. Oh, before I come to the budget, because I'll do a presentation on that. The presidential working group. This is the working group, as we know, the president interacts with various working groups. Business, religion, traditional leaders, including women. This group has got sort of, if I can give you an example, their own NGM. They've got their own focal points around the provinces. They say they are there for women in the rural areas, women business, women in the religious sectors, women traditional leaders. Say they together have mobilized themselves to say we form the presidential, we form a group. And now from the president, it calls the presidential working group. They come together and do a presentation through their chairperson, who's Gloria Robert. They will pick on issues, economic issues, social issues. Those were their two core functions. On economic, that is where they came out now with the pension fund. And out of the pension fund, honorable members, now they took part of the fund and they called it the domestic workers fund, where they want domestic workers to be empowered financially to come and make loans, and if they want to start their own, the registration, that they need to be registered for the employer to be accountable to say she has got a UIF in that portion. Hence the domestic workers fund that is now being launched on the 8th. But the bigger picture is the pension fund for women. Mm-hmm. And the budget.
Invited to that. She, you know, unaware, she was talking about this pension fund.
And we don't know about it. Do you people know about it?
Chair, only as far as when Mom, I think it was Mumberto that asked the question to the deputy president. And
the other day.
Yeah. That was the first time.
We don't know about it. And the women were overwhelmed. And, you know, a committee from parliament who deals with gender. We don't know this. And to me, I was just, you know, I don't know how are these things done. It seems there's no consultation of some sort.
Nothing, you know.
And last week, I was invited to the farewell of the chairperson, Srog, in Sandton. I went there from here, I went there. And I found a lot of people who were there, people of, you know, high integrity who are also in that. Now I'm asking myself, what is it? Because now they seem to be running something else and doing the same thing that other people are supposed to be doing. As Ujibani is saying, they have their something like a national data machine and something that is, what is all this? I don't know, maybe somebody must educate you. You know, because now it brings class into the whole thing. Class on women. Because they are going to deal with business, with the elite, with what, and all the other things. Looking upon other people, you know, to be so low down there. And ECGE has to deal with another caliber of people. And the OSW and CGE. You see, I don't know whether. I think my team thinking is very negative, maybe you have to put it in. Because I see it the other way. Because if we had this collaboration, this consultation, at least we would know where to go. When we advocate, and we do advocate, we would refer, you know, some of the things to the other structures. But if we are kept in the dark, we don't know. We don't know what we are doing. What kind of animal is this? These are some of the things that I think when we talk about this relationship with the president, a president is ours. I think also they must know what we think in parliament, what we think. I think some of the things are just not for. For instance, we've got a women's parliament, multi-party women's parliament. That doesn't even know what that the women's group is doing, because it focuses specifically on women. Yeah. Example?
See, just to follow up on what you said, because you make a very good point, it then also wouldn't be necessary for us as women in parliament to have to ask the question of the deputy president, and it didn't come from the opposition trying to cause trouble. It actually came from the ANC to say, what is it, you know, what is it that the presidential women's group is doing? Because nobody actually knows, and there's no flow of information. And it's not that we're being nosy or we're trying to interfere. It's just a simple matter of passing the information so everybody's informed about what everybody else is doing. So we don't look really stupid, because if they get information we don't know, then we have to ask. And the deputy president, I think, got quite irritated. That was my impression, anyway. You know, she's sort of saying, well, you know, why don't we know about these things?
So, Chair, perhaps what we need to discuss or is somehow opening the channels of communication, and somehow the report gets put back, or something comes to us so we don't know.
They cannot use anything except the law that comes from the country. Yes, to improve the state of the people. So I thought you want to know that. That's where we are.
Chairperson, if I may respond to that. With due respect, I'm not teaching the honorable members what to do. This is part of holding the highest office accountable. We have got an example now with the DGs. There's this presidential working group. It is their thief. The one, when I started, this meeting that they had was their thief meeting, because they each year hold a meeting with the president. So it started a long time ago. So it's for the committee to it's either you can use the vehicle, OSWS the vehicle, to say it will disseminate the information. We prepared to do that on your behalf. But in the interim, Chairperson, we will help us really to hold the senior people accountable.
No, there is no one who can
We've got Reverend Chikane.
Yeah.
Especially with the issues around gender issues. Gender mainstreaming and budgeting. I just want to share with you the biggest frustration, honorable members, the budget. The impact that the that one. All of the activities that I alluded on the stress plan, I've just made a column on the budget, because I want to link the activities with the budget. And the honorable members will see how frustrated we are. And it's not only the national office, cut across
the focal point, the issue around capacity and budget. The strategic planning that we had, the actual budget, I'm not referring the honorable member to the 205 budget. I'm referring you to the 207-208 budget. The actual allocated budget for strategic meetings is 50,000 rand. And if you look at the expenditure, the facilitator, the accommodation, the venue, because we need now to call all of the NGM, we spend 887. We paid the venue 67,000 rand. Yeah, 187. No, the document is in front of you, Chester. While she's organizing that, because I think it's also an omission, let's go to the slide.
Now the slide is so small, the font is so small.
Change the font, please. The font.
Make it bigger.
The font. Half of it. Font.
Okay, there's a comment. Not as wide as yours. So
okay.
The first two columns are the last two columns.
Make 16, otherwise it won't see it on the screen. Yeah. Uh-huh, there we are. Members, one example of the allocation of funds to gender, mainstreaming, coordination, advocacy, and everything. The 50,000 rand, which is now taken out by the payment of the venue only. 67,000. If we ask you to come and have the meeting here, let's say we're rotating chairperson to say NGM is coming to meet with you here. Our travel only, the four of us right now, we spent more than 10,000 rand only. And the allocation is not gender responsive at all. At all. Already we are in a deficit of 137 on that particular item. On that particular item. And when I went to and I raised it with my head, who is a policy analyst, has got nothing to do with gender issues. And the OSW and all the programs are seated under policy units. Those people are drafting policies, they are developing policies, they care less about all of this. It's to them, it's a non-issue. And he sent me to the chief financial officer. I went to the chief financial officer. He says, nobody from OSW, that came, you remember the allocation was done last year for this year. Nobody from OSW came to fight for their budget. So they just allocated numbers.
That is the biggest, biggest challenge that from the CFO and the president. I've got an example of the allocation of the whole year. And already by now, we still have got to push up to March, by the way. We are on deficit of 187. Let's go on to the other one. The second one, go on. The allocation, just meetings only, that is stress plans. Continue. Where we've allocated funds. Some of the activities didn't have the budget implications. There we are. The very presidential working group, the responsibility is given to SW. To make sure that all of those members travel from KwaZulu-Natal chairperson to come to Pretoria. OSW have to coordinate. We need to fly them from KwaZulu-Natal, from all of the provinces. So it's a responsibility given to OSW. And if you look at the allocated budget, it's 100,000. The air travel, if think of all the members of this NGM, I'm giving you an example, coming from all of the provinces by air, the elite by air, to come to Pretoria and back, and the accommodation as well. So that is another frustrating thing. Let's go on.
$100,000
rand
for that, and what did you actually spend?
For now, we've got the balance of 70 out of 100.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they sit twice, this presidential working group. They sit twice a year. 57. 57 members. Not all of them. But this time, how many did we? Five traveled by from different provinces. There comes your concern, honourable member, about the National Women's Day. There was no allocation. That is why the minister had now to spread around. There was no allocation according to OSW budget of the event. The commemorative event, there was no cent allocated. So the minister had now to treat the CFO's arm to say, hey, it's a national embarrassment. That OSW is there to commemorate all of the events.
Something terribly wrong here, because you know what we're hearing is that the chief financial officer kind of sums up for this budget. He just kind of allocates what he thought things were happening. But how long has the OSW been there? How did they budget for these events before? Who paid for this? There must be some previous history of.
Now, chairperson, today we understand why that office not functioning. Yeah, it was because of this whole problem. You know, they were put there to be just the door display of that the president's office. There are people that are there in that office. the program, nothing that was allocated to them to do something. So they were frustrated. But they couldn't bring their frustration to us so that we can then demand and command that office to do what's best for the women of South Africa.
To really confront this issue. It's a very painful situation. It's a very painful situation. And if I'm to take you through, but at the end, we total. Let's go to the total expenditure. We have up to now all of these activities that we started in July up to now, and in March when I took over, we spent 1.8 million. And the allocated budget was 1.1. So think of where we are right now.
Sorry to interrupt again, but I think I'm not sure what stands are being made, but it's really important that the committee gets these figures. The actual figures expenditure and the allocated budget, because this is fine, but without those figures, we need the figures as
No, the document is with Kosi.
Okay, well,
this document. This one, with the allocation.
Okay, well, Peter, can we make sure that we get it, Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
No, we've got the document, but we don't have the spark of the figures on it. The figures are the most important issue. You can't work on a budget without figures.
Yeah. But you're referring to our budget, eh?
It's a document that we've got that's like that, but we don't have the last two columns.
Oh, okay. She's
got the figures on it. That's the most important part of the budget.
Kosi has it.
Kosi, please make sure we get it.
Yeah. Yeah. There is the total amount of the expenditure that up to now we've incurred. Out of the allocation for the whole year, which is 1.1. We left with 300,000 between now and then, March next year. And this is the biggest challenge in all of the focal points. When we go to the stress document, each one of them, all the departments that were there, is capacity, is budget, capacity, budget. It's a cross-cutting issue because the allocation is not gender responsive. And we talk about it, we read about it, the president stresses about that. But this is the example that we have.
And Chair, I mean, not only is this an absolute disgrace, I really think this is appalling. We've still got to go through the 16 days of activism. I mean, how can you possibly operate as a OSW, and when you're part of that, I know it's not your actual responsibility, but you will have a lot of coordination too, and you're left with 300,000. That's pathetic, Chair. To give you another example, when we did the National Women's Day in the presidency,
we have allocated for, was it 500,000? And it was cut down to 100,000 when I did the motivation. Cut down to 100,000. The Women's Day, that everybody is committed to uphold. My budget was cut down to 100,000. And now we had to cut all of these other things. We had now to... We have to cut everything. If we were like having a bus that comes from a deep floor, we had to cut maybe to 5 people from deep floor. It's really frustrating. I think the Honorable... But I think Honorable members, you understand the cause, because we might talk about all of these symptoms,
but this is the root cause,
and we need to address it. We really need to address it, and I can't do it. I'm faced with the CFO, with the COO, and I'm in an entity. This chief director thing doesn't mean anything to them, as long as I'm talking about women issues. As long as I'm presenting to them women issues, cut 500 to 100.
I'm missing that. Chairperson, I am really speechless. I think I was actually blaming the OSW officers in the provinces and whatever. But if national is like this, struggling like this, one can understand the frustration of the officers in the provinces. I really think we've got to do something about this. Call in the minister or whoever, let him come and account. We can't operate like this. They can't say one thing and on the other hand they do the other thing. Do they think we are magicians that will do miracles without a budget? There's no way we can operate without the OSW having a budget. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I don't think it will be enough to call the minister, because minister is just a politician. We'll need to call the DG himself, and also with his finance department. They must come and account to us. They are the ones that are important in this thing. If you can deal with them, then we are done. Otherwise, even this year, when we were busy with that national function, if we did have then the provincial OSWs, we should have mandated them to finance the provinces, the buses, you know. But our provinces did not have these offices. So, at least they could have dropped the burden from you, because we're going to pressurize them as a province, because we knew that they were there. But now, we know that we didn't have those offices. Even if they are there, they are pointless without you being having a coordination like that.
And perhaps,
Chairperson,
I want to really align myself with the honorable member. I want to speak for my minister. He is there for OSW. Because the 480, had it not been, imagine the hierarchy. I'm the responsibility manager who signs for this thing. Arts and Culture says, help us. We don't have money. Because the chief director responsible, Chairperson, if you might remember, who this lady was chairing, she didn't have funds as well for the National Women's Day. She didn't have money. Mangobe. She was so frustrated. She didn't have enough funds for the National Women's Day. She said, Presidency, you are OSW, help us. Then, from here, where do I take the 480? Where do I take the 480? And now, I have now to go to the minister. Minister, this is a country embarrassment. Let's do something. I don't have the 480 for myself. I have to write the motivation, which was signed by the minister, for me now to get the 480 from the CFO. Otherwise, myself, he will have said, are you crazy? 480, where is the allocation for National Women's Day here? So I had to write that motivation, and Minister Pahad had to sign, and he was very furious as well. Lack of gender responsive budget. Simple as that.
Thank you, Chairperson. Now I understand the frustration
of the International Women's Day. That's the National Women's Day. Because Mangope shared a promise maybe that we'll get the money from the OSW presidential office somewhere there. And that's why they promised to give us these buses. At the 11th hour, there's no money. They can't come back to us and say, there's no money. And the women, they were standing at the bus stop, you know, even at the rural areas in the morning on the 8th of August, you know. They say, we didn't say you must hire, but you know what? We sent everything, the quotation. Now I do understand. I was very angry, you know, that there was no money. I think we must call those bitches that they must come and account. Because it's going to happen again in the 16 days of April. Because they'll tell us that we must go and organize it in our provinces. And they won't tell us that there's no money. At the end of the day, we are so frustrated.
And so like the Honorable Minister has said, member has said here that it will also happen next year. I'll be sitting next year frustrated. Whoever will be leading the National Women's Day next year, whatever department, will be sitting with the same problem if we really don't address it. I will agree with the Honorable Members here to say that people that need to be talked to on a serious note, the DGs, CFOs, and the COOs, because those are the people with the final say. If they don't want to give you a cent, they don't want to. As long as you come and present women issues. One of the biggest frustration is that now we with the new office and we're building this new office, we need now to account to all of the wrongs that have been done previously. And the root causes are being hidden. This is one of the root causes. Lack of support from the highest. Nobody talks about it. Because people are seeing like
I don't know whether it comes to Yes, I do.
My plan was to have a tea break of the fresh tea after your presentation. And then here we have questions and discussion. I think we've had them. Now we can only, after this, we come with a way forward to change this. What are we going to be doing? So people should capture this as a way forward. And, yeah. Okay, we can have tea. We can have tea. There's a nice cup of hot tea.